This is Ouija Boards and Midnight Marks, where a spirit board conversation sparked our spiritual evolution. I'm Shale.
And I'm Cheyenne. And each week, we explore a world where there is much more than meets the eye. So pour yourself a drink and join us as we cheers to a witchin' good time.
Witches. Shale and I were just talking for 20 minutes and realized that we were basically having this podcast episode and that we should probably just start recording.
As we do in true morning brew fashion.
Yes, welcome. Morning brew style. It is 10:22 a.m.
So it's not super early. So I'm like actually not like a total zombie this time. Just mediocre zombie.
Just a medium zombie. No, you look fantastic.
You're such a jerk. So Shaya's trying to make me feel better because I have the worst cold sore of my life. And it's like attacking half of my face.
I can cut that out if you want.
No, it's okay. We have to embrace our flaws once in a while.
We do. But you are beautiful. And oh my God.
I just look like I got in a bar fight. That's what I'm telling you.
Oh, your new sleeve, dude.
It's so nice.
It's so pretty.
Shout out to Sky, Zoe. Oh my God. Shout out to Zoe. Cut that out. Shout out to Zoe at the Rune Tattoo Studio. She goes by at Skyview Tattoo on Instagram and she is phenomenal.
Nice. I'll put it in the show notes.
Please do.
What are you drinking?
Also, Instagram has been shadow banning her, so go give her some love. Say I sent you. What am I drinking? So today we're talking about Yuletide traditions, Yuletide traditions. And so I wanted to get kind of in the Yule spirit a little bit with my coffee, which you'd be so proud of me, people who have said I was going to quit drinking coffee a lot. I haven't like, okay, so to be fair, I drink coffee on weekends or as a treat. That's my limitations. But I have not been drinking coffee consistently since freaking Labor Day. So that's like months, you guys.
Wild.
I feel so much better. I don't have anxiety all the time anymore. I don't have jitters anymore. I don't crash at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's been beautiful. So if you have all those things, try considering cutting out coffee, but also do it slowly. Don't do it like I did one time where I just quit cold turkey and then thought I had a brain tumor. because the migraines are so bad. Anyway, what are you drinking?
Yikes. Okay. Health warnings. I'm drinking. What
are you drinking?
Morning brew. Okay. It was cute.
Okay, now it's super cute.
Now it kind of looks creepy. But I made a frozen hot chocolate with vodka in it.
Dude, I've vodka had, at 10 a.m. I'm so proud.
I've had some of it. I was going to make mimosas and then I couldn't think of a clever enough Christmassy way to do that.
Cranberry juice.
I know, but like I drink cranberry juice all the time. That didn't feel festive enough.
Fair.
So I have frosting lining my glass. Yeah. And I actually blended it with a coconut outshine bar.
Dude.
And just like hot cocoa and milk. And I put a candy cane in it and a bunch of Christmas sprinkles. And it's great. It's a delight.
So I actually realized I didn't tell you what I was drinking.
Oh.
I just went off on my rant. Anyway, I'm drinking a mocha because I needed to incorporate hot chocolate into my coffee.
That's cute. Like your grandpa.
Exactly. You remembered. Oh,
of course.
You're the best.
That's so cute. I love that. I just remember reading this book as like a sixth grader that went on and on and on about the serendipity frozen hot chocolates in New York. Mm-hmm. And I was like, today's the day. So I looked up a recipe and I made it.
That sounds so good. And it sounds like something that Buddy the Elf would drink.
Yeah, it's got now it's just kind of down to the sprinkles. I'm gonna set it to the side. Let's draw a tarot card, shall we?
Tarot.
It's the Yuletide season almost.
Are you? I also wonder when people like listen to these morning brews if they're like, wow, why do we listen to these people? Because they're obnoxious.
I mean, don't worry, we're gonna get to the meaty stuff. The first 15 minutes are always, you never know what you're gonna get.
Yeah, listen to us on your commute. You can get some giggles in before you go to your like soul-sucking desk job, you know.
I really see the first 15 minutes as the Midnight Margs portion.
Yes, agreed.
And then it's like, then we're just like in Ouija boards land.
Yeah, we're like academics.
Both.
Yeah.
And.
Get you somebody who can do both. You don't want like just well done podcasts all the time, right?
Exactly.
What do we get?
We have drawn the Seven of Cups.
Oh, wait, what's this tarot deck? It's so cute.
Oh, this is our Pulp Girls tarot.
Oh, I love
this
it.
Is the second time we've pulled from these. I will link it in the show notes. I'm writing that down. Link tarot. Okay. So our Seven of Cups. If you don't make a choice, that's still a choice. Reflection questions. What decisions are weighing on me? And what exactly do I want from this? And our affirmation, my gut feelings are guardian angels. I will pay attention to them. Representing fantasies and illusions, confusing choices, and the need for an informed decision.
All right.
We're leaving it there. I kind of like the open-ended fill in the blank, interpret at your own discretion.
Yeah.
With this deck. So
also on that card, I like it because it kind of looks like Odin.
Yeah.
Which is kind of fun because we're talking about a Yule episode. And if you know your paganology, which I don't know if that's actually a word, but that's where Yule comes from, is like when Odin comes like Santa Claus on his eight-legged horse during the time of Yule in Scandinavia.
His eight-legged horse?
Mm-hmm.
Like a spider horse.
Honestly, that's all I picture every time I hear that. I'm not okay, gonna lie. Cool. But that's great. Like where they think like the stories of like Santa Claus and the reindeer come from.
Okay. I love multiple
that. Multiple legs becomes like multiple reindeer because I think spider horse is much less freaky than.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Or no, reindeer is much less freaky
Here's
than
the thing.
Spider
I'm
horse.
I'm having frozen hot chocolate instead of like actual coffee that makes your brain work. So I'm getting there. We're
all good. Yes. So that actually is a good segue because speaking of Yuletide traditions, we're bringing out the weird ones today.
Is it fair to call all of them weird?
Well, I guess, yeah, it's more like non-traditional. Well, not even non-traditional. It's just like interesting traditions from around the world.
Different. Yeah. I was thinking about that a lot yesterday. I don't really know why, but I was just like, is it rude to call it weird?
Okay. But that's also like what we were kind of talking about before this episode started, is that like here in the US, we're so boring. Like,
Yeah,
it's like considered weird to us because we're freaking boring. We're like white bread toast with no butter, boring.
With no butter.
No flavor. We just like don't have fun traditions. I could go on a rant. We don't have horse skulls on sticks that visit people's houses. You just have to go to the mall and sit on some random dude's lap, which as I get older, I feel like is so weird. Like we line up to put your kid on a stranger's lap at the mall. Like, why do we do that? I don't know. Anyway, that's America.
That's America. Oh, that's fantastic. That's great. What's a holiday tradition that you do like, Shale? What's one of your faves?
Oh, I'm trying to think of one that's like unique. that isn't like just something that we like comes from like other countries and stuff, or like now is like more incorporated into my practice. But I, in the recent years, we've started like going out and getting a real Christmas tree, you know, which, I mean, we used to do that as a kid a lot, but then like in our like mid-range to adulthood to college years, always used a fake tree because obviously like it's just easier and stuff, or like living in apartments and whatnot, it was just the way it was. But recently, in the last like 2 to 3 years, we started going out and actually getting trees again. And now that I'm like studying herbalism and working more with like a nature-based practice and stuff, like it's become like a really special thing of like connecting to the spirit of the tree before you harvest it and stuff.
I wanted to talk about that.
Let's talk about it.
So cute. Because I agree, because I would say that's my favorite tradition that we have as well. And it's always like a big family affair. We go with my parents, and my mom always needs like 3 trees.
And your mom goes hard for Christmas though, like hard.
It's so cozy.
But that's the thing, like Cheyenne's house was always magical growing up around the holidays, like true Hallmark movie magic happened there.
Do you want to know something sad?
Sure.
My mom said she felt over Christmas this year.
That honestly was shocking when you texted me that. I was like, is that possible? Hath hell frozen over?
No, she still made all the cookies, and we're going to the botanical gardens tomorrow. And she's still making it magical because it matters to her children. So
your mom's the best.
But back to nature spirits and trees and choosing your tree.
Yeah, there's something like really cool about it too, because like my cousins went with us the first time this year. Shout out to Crystal, because I know
hey,
she's
Crystal.
Listening. But I was thinking the whole time, I'm like, holy shit, they probably think that we are obnoxious when we go Christmas tree hunting, because it's like you have to get like the one, you know? And it's not just necessarily aesthetic, which is like a part of it. You want like a good like tree that looks nice, right? Or in Cheyenne's case, she likes to go for the super spindly, like unloved ones, which I also think is really sweet.
I have so many ornaments. You need a lot of space
in between. Yeah.
Like you've got to utilize that. And I only have 7 strands of light, so it's very specific.
Yeah.
We also name our tree before we go. We like kind of manifest
it. Oh, I love that. Cause then it makes it even more special. Like
it's like, is this you? And it's
yeah. Like, yeah. And that's the thing that I was getting at is like, it's not just like the aesthetic of it, but you have to like, you have that like knowing of the tree, right? Like it's almost like the one that, like when you go to the store, or not the store, because you don't want to buy dogs, but like when you go to the adoption clinic and there's that one that just like connects with you.
You answer, you know, a and Craigslist chooses you. Ad and you put a tiny little border collie in your truck and drive away with it.
Yeah. So it's like, it's the tree that chooses you too, which I think is a very special thing.
Yeah. So cute.
And okay, we're both little Forest Service kids. So also when we go and get our trees, we're doing our part for fire mitigation, because like, believe it or not, super thick, lush forests are not actually healthy forests. And truth, that is my soapbox for today.
And that's your ecological tidbit. A new segment from Ouija Boards and Midnight Marks.
Your ecological tidbit. I like that.
We need to design a new logo for Morning Brew.
We do.
Capture this chaos. Let's talk about some other cute traditions.
Yeah, what do you got?
No, I want to hear about cute traditions that you have, like the Yule lads.
So, yes. So as far as this morning, we were just looking up little snuggly off-the-cuff traditions. Mm-hmm. And so the first one that I want to talk about today is called the Yule lads. And this is the cutest thing ever. I think I just need to like figure out a way to incorporate it. So it's like Elf on the Shelf on steroids. I feel like it's a way to describe it. But what they do is for the little kids on Christmas, it starts on December 12th, but that's when the Yule lads appear. So there are 12 of them. There's not just one, but they are little trolls which I think is, it's just the cutest thing. But anyway, you put a shoe in the windowsill and you keep it there for 13 days on the eve, starting on the eve of December 12th. And this number apparently is connected to or associated with, I'm going to try to pronounce this. It's going to be super incorrect. I apologize. My Icelandic is rusty, in case you're wondering. But I think it's pronounced Jólasveinar, which is apparently the Icelandic term for Santa Claus. But I also think it's like the father of the Yule lads. So it's not just the Yule lads themselves that you get, but you get their mom, their dad, and the Christmas cat, which all are like this little like troll family.
A Christmas cat?
Yeah. So
that's precious. But
the mom's kind of scary because she also like leaves. So that's the other thing. We talked about this in like the Krampus episode, which if you all remember that from season one. I think it was season one, maybe it was season two. Anyway, that was the most unhinged episode we've had yet. Anyway, she has like this ability to identify children that are like super naughty, right? So then she goes around and hunts them and makes stew out of them when you're being bad. Like, that is one thing I do have to say, even though like America is like bread with no toast boring, or toast with no butter boring, at least we like our naughty kids, you just get coal, man. You don't get like beat. Oh. You don't get eaten. You don't get put into a stew or a pie. Like, you just get coal, and you don't get to have like fun Christmas magic for the year.
Yeah.
No, they're a little less like violent that way. Anyway. Yeah. So the Yule lads show up on the eve of December 12th. And so then they're just kind of little mischievous things that like show up and do funky things around the house. So like they'll hide in milk buckets and they steal all the broth from the milk buckets, or they lick all of your spoons. Or
oh, just gross. Things like that. That's rude.
And again, there's 12 of them. So starting on the 12th day of December, then you have 12 after that leading up to Christmas. And so one shows up each night. And I just think that's the cutest thing ever. And there is actually one on December 16th. I think the way you pronounce it is Potiskafil. And that name literally means pot liquor.
Why is that so funny?
So they have little names like pot liquor, bowl liquor. There's a lot of licking. You lads. Door slammer. There's the sausage swiper.
There's a lot of like
the window peeper, the doorway sniffer. They're weird. So I think in this case, it's equally cute. And we could also say they're weird. Cheyenne's like not breathing anymore. She's loving the
Yule. So sorry for everyone who had to hear that. Oh, that was great. I'm so glad we're doing this
edition.
That is a fun one. I don't know how I top that.
And I'm not like clear, as I was kind of looking this up, I'm not really clear like what happens after they show up. Maybe they just hang out till Christmas licking all your bowls and then...
No. Oh, wait, I have a little blurb about the Yule lads that says, after placing their shoes by the window, the little ones head upstairs to bed. In the morning, they'll either have received candy if they're good, or be greeted with shoes full of rotten potatoes if they're bad.
Dang, so you have like a double whammy there. Either
that's like the end of it is your Christmas stocking, and it's like,
yeah, either mom comes and gets you, puts you into a stew, or you get like gnarly potatoes in a shoe. Did you hear that rhyme? That was really good. Either mom comes and puts you in a stew, or you get gnarly potatoes in a shoe.
Title of this episode?
Oh my gosh, yes. Write that down. Don't forget it. Also, I love that all of our like most unhinged morning brews have been about Christmas stuff. So it's just like we're wrapping up the end of the year with
it's
all the
very festive. Nothing. Here's the thing. nothing counts. Everything counts because, like, do you want potatoes or candy? But it's like we're in this limbo time right now.
Right.
This liminal space of just unhinged Christmas joy.
We're at that threshold of, like, unhingedness before you need to, like, get your shit together in the new year. And there's, like, expectations put on you.
Yeah. Ew. Except, really, I'm excited. I like a new year. I like traditions and stuff.
Well, I'm also that person that kind of like markers, yeah, you know, for goal setting, where you can be like, okay, here's, like, a baseline that you can start fresh again. So that's why I like that we have Samhain and the, like, traditional new year, because then there's, like, two opportunities to, like, try to get your shit together.
I agree.
Not that I'm successful with either one, but
I mean, same.
No. Hashtag samesies.
Hashtag sames. So I think what's cute is we all have traditions around this time of year that, like, have some sort of food focus, right?
Yeah.
And so in Finland, on Christmas morning, Finnish families traditionally eat a porridge made of rice and milk topped with cinnamon, milk, or butter, or all three of those, because that's the obvious way you want to eat that.
That sounds so yummy and cozy.
And whoever finds the almond placed inside one of the puddings wins. And then after, at the end of the day, the family takes a sauna together.
Dude, okay, I want a sauna really bad.
Hey, so this is actually really cute because we do this on Christmas because my mom has a sauna in her backyard that my dad made her for Christmas a couple of years ago. It's very nice. We don't do porridge and almonds, but we do a pickle in the Christmas tree.
And what? How have I known you this long and I didn't know you put a pickle in your Christmas tree?
You don't have a pickle in your Christmas tree?
No.
Oh, I'm going to get you one. So the pickle, is it a German tradition? I'll Google.
Like a real pickle? Like, you just take one out of the jar? No,
it's like a little ornament. It's teeny tiny. Okay.
Because I was like, that would be gross.
Yeah. No, we've done it at least since my mom and dad have been married.
Cute.
But it's a tiny little pickle ornament and they hide it in the tree. And you know how good my dad is at hiding stuff.
Yeah.
And then whoever finds it gets a bonus prize, like, or a bonus present. And, like, last year it was this fancy peanut butter with, like, marshmallows and pretzels and chocolate in it. Like, it's always some fun, like, snack thing.
So is it, like, a period of time that you have to find it, or is it like the chaos of an Easter egg hunt?
The children get to look for it, and whoever finds it first gets the prize.
So you go, like, ready, set, go, and then people try to find it.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, I spy in the Christmas tree. But the pickle that my parents have is teeny tiny. It's like an inch long. Pickle? And it's green and immature. And
sorry.
Yes. Anyway. That's what that reminded me of, but I made it significantly less cute. So
I think that sounds super cute. I might have to steal that tradition.
It's a fun one because you get extra presents. Usually I win.
Yeah.
Brandon won last year. It's the first time he's won.
Wow.
Since he's been a part of Christmas with my family, and it was a big moment.
So. You know what? There's always a good amount of, like, healthy competition during Christmas, right? Like, you do the Christmas games. I still have scars from when I play spoons with my family because
violent. We are violent spoons players too.
Okay. To be fair, if you're a family that plays spoons and you're not violent, you're not doing it right.
You're not playing spoons.
Like, there should be blood drawn.
Yeah. Our other family game is called aggravation. So
yeah.
Surprisingly, we all get along really well.
Right.
We just like to play games that are, like,
unhinged Christmas joy at the end of the year. You just have to sprinkle a little bit of, like,
so, like, that's a tradition. People play games. We're talking about our own traditions. Good Lord, Cheyenne, pay attention.
All right.
You talk.
So next on the list of funky little Christmas traditions from around the world, or Yule traditions. Next, I think a lot of our podcast coven is probably familiar with this one, but it's called the Marie Lloyd, I think is how you pronounce it. I was looking it up before because I've been studying Irish Gaelic, but Welsh is obviously like a whole another language, and I'm still like not sure on the traditions or not sure on the pronunciation of whatnot, but I think it's Marie Lloyd. And this is the tradition where people see a horse skull mounted on a pole, and then that pole is carried by somebody who has like a cloth over top of them. And so it's a tradition that was like, it goes back to at least the 1800s, but it's probably earlier than that. But anyway, what was done is that people would travel around Christmas, and they would join the horse on its travel. So there's like a little group of men that follow the horse around.
Yeah.
And so they would take it to a house and knock on the door. And so then you open to the door to the horse head, which I think is just awesome. And then they try to request an entry to the house, but they sing a song as like their request. And so then it's expected that the person who they knock on their door, the owner of the house or whatever, denies them, but they have to do it back through song. And so then they like continue that banter of singing to each other until the household eventually just allows them in. They just have to kind of give up and let them into the house. And then the team that has a little horse get into the house, and then they have like food and drink together. So I just think that one's like so fun because it's just so chaotic and just random. And I don't really know where the horse skull itself came from, but it's kind of like a little bit of spooky in the middle of winter, which I love.
Yeah. I feel like I could convince Brandon to do that with me. We'll come try it out.
Also, I noticed it's called a wassailing folk custom. Wassail? Isn't that the drink that you like to make?
Yeah. That drink that I was like obsessed with for 6 months back there in season two.
They also say that sometimes the songs, I think, can be like riddles back and forth. And then if you can't like figure out the riddle, then you have to allow the horse skull into your house. And then they like decorate the horse skull with like Christmas ornaments, or like put holly as its mane, or like put little flower crowns on it. So it's kind of fun.
I have a Norwegian witch one.
Ooh, give it to me.
So some Norwegians believe witches and evil spirits roam the night sky on Christmas Eve. And what is a witch's preferred mode of transportation?
Broom, Avi.
Avi. So out of an abundance of caution, people in Norway hide the brooms in their house to prevent any witches from getting their hands on them. Sometimes people will take it a step further by firing a warning gunshot into the air to scare them off.
Jesus. There's that little sprinkling of like intensity.
There you go. Merry Crisis.
Merry Chrysler. So I wonder where they hide brooms. Because I feel like a broom would be a difficult thing to hide that's not like obvious. Because you can't just like put it in a closet. Witches are smarter than that.
Like under the floorboards, probably.
Or you have to like bury it out in the yard for the night or something.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Ooh, in Venezuela, people roller skate to mass on Christmas Day.
Okay, that's super awesome.
That's adorable.
That's so cute. Like, it's like roller derby on Christmas.
Yeah, the pooping log.
Oh, I was hearing about this one. It's like not actually poop, which is weird that they call it a pooping log.
Okay, cute. In the Spanish region of Catalonia, a unique holiday tradition is called Tio de Nadal, which roughly translates to Christmas log. The hollowed out log is given a face, legs, and a little red hat. Cute. Starting December 8th, families feed the log every night by filling it with presents and candy. They also put a blanket over the log to keep it warm. On Christmas Eve, the log is placed in the fire and the members of the family take turns bashing it with a stick.
Oh my gosh.
To defecate out the presents and candy while singing traditional songs. After the beating, family members reach below the log's blanket to retrieve the gifts. Okay, so this is actually very funny because I have a pooping moose.
Okay.
My Uncle Jerry made me for Christmas years ago. It was like all I wanted when I was like 11. But you fill it with jelly beans. And when you lift its head, there's a little mechanism inside that pushes the jelly beans out a little hole under its tail.
Cute. I love that.
But it's like, maybe he knew somehow about this tradition and it got translated over and over again into this funky arts and crafts project of the late 90s.
Also, I love that that's like a really fun spin on like a piñata. Like instead of you just like beating the piñata into oblivion until it falls apart, you beat it until it poops everything out.
I command you to defecate.
Oh my gosh. See, this is what I keep saying it, like the U.S. just doesn't have as many fun traditions that are just
really don't. That one was really cute.
So in Ukraine, they do Christmas spider webs.
Oh, I love Christmas spiders.
Yeah. So instead of using like twinkle lights or fairy lights, they decorate with spider webs, which as I'm saying this, it makes me think of like spiders on Halloween and how they get like offended by the fact that we get rid of cobwebs all the time, except for on Halloween, and then decorate with them.
Wow.
So then they're probably like at Christmas where they're like, what the hell? But anyway, it says the legend of the Christmas spider explains that a poor widow and her kids cultivated a Christmas tree from a pine cone, but couldn't afford any decorations. So then on Christmas morning, they woke up to see their tree decorated in cobwebs, which sunlight transformed into gold and silver.
Aww. Spiders are so nice.
They are. So it says nowadays across Ukraine, trees are decorated with little spider ornaments called pavuchki, I think, and fake spider webs, which is said to be the origin of sparkly tinsel that shimmers at Christmas time all around the world. Okay, next year I am decorating with spider stuff. I love that.
We have a Christmas spider ornament.
Oh, look, you already are ahead of the game.
They're really easy to make. You just make them out of a big Christmas ball and a little Christmas ball.
Okay.
Then you do long beads on wire and just hot glue them on.
Oh, you're so crafty. I wish and I was more crafty.
Cute little spider. I love that one.
We probably have one time for maybe one more Christmas tradition.
Wow. This has been a whole lot of nonsense. I love y'all for being here.
Yes, thank you. And I hope this has brought you some joy on this Sunday.
Oh, have you heard about the Night of the Radishes?
No, I think it's in Mexico. Yeah. So that's all I know about it.
This picture is so cool. So December 23rd marks La Noche de Rabanos, the Night of the Radishes, a festival in which merchants and artisans sell radishes that have been intricately carved to depict nativity scenes, local wildlife, familiar architecture, and other relevant displays. The radish carvings are sold as Christmas centerpieces, and the creator of the best design wins a prize.
Oh my gosh, so it's like Christmas jack-o'-lanterns.
But yeah, little. They're really pretty. I'm writing a note to post a picture of some in the stories.
Yay.
This is what happens when you don't edit after. You edit right now by saying what has to go in the show notes.
So you can get like a little glimpse of our process, y'all.
Yay.
That's what's so fun about these morning brews.
Yes. Fantastic. Okay. What are you most excited about for your own Yuletide upcoming?
Okay. So I'm actually really excited this year because, so one of the bummer things about starting a new job, right? Even though I really like my new job, is that I have zero leave. And we live in the United States where leave is not a thing.
when you want to go on vacation more often. And I wish we lived in Europe where it was mandatory. Anyway, that's a soapbox for another day. So yeah, we don't have a lot of leave. So we don't really have enough time to like make going home like worth it. Not that I don't want to see my family and stuff, but yeah, just my family lives far away. So we decided to get a little yurt for Christmas this year, my husband and I.
Cute.
We're just going to have a nice little cozy Christmas weekend. So just over the weekend in an off-grid yurt, and we're going to go snowshoeing. So hopefully there'll be some snow because we live in Colorado and winter time's weird here. But yeah, we're going to have a wood stove and solar powered electricity for the weekend, and it will just be lovely. And we're going to read books and just have Christmas, just the two of us.
So
and
they're gone. Cute.
I'm excited. What are you doing?
That's going to be fun. We are going to Wyoming to see my parents and my little brother, like we always do. Tomorrow, we're going to the Botanical Gardens to look at the Christmas lights. That's a tradition.
Shout out to the Denver Botanical Gardens. They're amazing. And if you're ever in the Denver area, go see them.
Yeah, we're going to the Chatfield Farms one tomorrow. So I'm super excited about that. Shayla and I also both share an engagement-versary of Christmas.
Oh yeah. I was like, what are you talking about? But yes.
Right. So like the lights in downtown Golden, Brandon and I always go and walk and like be all cute and stuff.
Yeah. We got, it's so romantic. We both got engaged around Christmas.
So romantic.
We're little husbands.
Those little guys.
They're so sweet. Little nuggets.
Oh my god. Okay. Thanks y'all for being here so much. Shale, do you have any ideas what today's permission slip should be?
Yeah. We give you the permission that if you need to just engage in some like childlike, unhinged, immature energy around this time, do it.
Listen to this podcast.
Listen, yes. First of all, listen to this podcast. Secondly, you know what? Just sink into the weirdness of this time of year, because if we have learned anything from this episode, everybody else in the world does, except for us here in the US. And we should change that. So go forth, cause some weirdness, cause some unhingedness on this wonderful Yuletide season, and just let yourself have a little fun. Don't be so uptight. We try to be all like sparkly and glamoury and lame around the holidays. Just be a little weird this year. We give you the permission.
Be sparkly and glamoury and weird instead.
Yeah, weird with glamour if you want. And if you don't want to and you want to just like look like a troll, that's also cool too, because that's the way it should be, in my opinion.
Well, no one, I mean, couldn't have said it better myself.
Thank you. Very articulate today.
I loved it.
All right. Cheers, witches. We love you all. Happy Yuletide.
Happy Yuletide.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Ouija Boards and Midnight Marks. If you're having a witching good time, we hope you'll help us to grow this little coven. You all know it's us against AI in this algorithm world, so please help us out. Please like, rate, and subscribe anywhere you're listening to us. Also, we want to connect with our spooky marg-loving friends out there, so please like and follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Links for those profiles will be in the show notes. And hey, be sure to tell us what you're drinking tonight. We love you all so much, witches. Cheers.